In just a few minutes on Greater LA, the magic of tamales and Gustavo Arellano will help us wrap our heads around the tradition. But first, to a big labor story in the tumultuous world of coffee making. According to Starbucks Workers United, that's a national organizing group, there are now more than 9,000 workers at hundreds of Starbucks locations all across the country who have voted to organize. The thing is, not one of them has managed to get a collective bargaining agreement from Starbucks. The company's also closed some of its stores. Well, now the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB, is accusing Starbucks of illegal union-busting behavior to suppress organizing efforts. And it's trying to force the company to reopen some of those stores, six of them here in L.A., and bring back workers who were laid off or transferred. But can the government force Starbucks stores to reopen? Saba Wahid is the director of the UCLA Labor Center. Saba, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
So first, this legal question. Can the federal government actually force a company to reopen its stores?
What's going to happen is that this is going to go to court. And if they can prove that Starbucks closed these stores as a retaliation to unionizing efforts, then yes, they can require them to reopen the stores. In the same way that if they fired a worker for organizing, that worker can be reinstated and paid back wages. The board that you described, the NLRB, are there basically to be kind of the referee between these kinds of unionizing efforts. And so if they see wrongdoing, they can call it out and then start an administrative process to address the issue.
But if Starbucks says that they closed the store because it's not profitable or for whatever reason, again, it seems problematic to me that the government would say you have to reopen that store. I get it. They're working, you know, they can't punish somebody for unionizing or organizing. But at the same time, it's like whatever Starbucks says, the government says, no, that's not true. I mean, how does it know?
Well, that's why it's going to go through like a court process, is to understand what happened. So if Starbucks says like we close them because of profit and because we generally close stores and we open stores and that's just our doing business, then they don't have to reopen those stores. But if it becomes clear, and, you know, it's all about the evidence, we'll have, you know, they'll have to prove that it was closed because of retaliation, then you're violating the law. Then you closed it in violation.
Has this ever happened before?
There have. I actually looked around and there have been cases where there's a union effort and suddenly like a plant closes or a store closes. The few that I found, those got settled out of court. It didn't get to the point where the government said, open it now.
Are these stores, and I guess another wrinkle in all of this is whether the company owns the stores or whether they're franchises. Do we know?
All the stores that have been unionized have been in company-owned stores, not the franchises.
Not franchises. So is there a difference then between what the NLRB can do to a store owned by Starbucks, in this case, versus one owned by a franchisee?
No, because each of the union efforts have been at the individual stores. So it's basically like Starbucks is negotiating 350 contracts, which every one of these work sites. So if it was a franchisee, then the union would be negotiating with the owner of that franchisee. All of these sites are owned by Starbucks, so each one of these contracts will be negotiated with Starbucks.
Negotiated, but it hasn't been negotiated as yet, right? As I mentioned at the top, there's no collective bargaining going on at the moment.
There is not. That's correct. Although Starbucks, around all of this other stuff happening, has reached out to the union asking to restart the contract negotiations. And often it's a tactic when employers are trying to cut down some of the momentum, is to drag your feet with the contracts. We definitely saw that in the Starbucks, is that they hadn't met since May of this year to actually negotiate.
And it's not just Starbucks. I mean, we've been hearing about all these union efforts in many sectors of the economy. We just had, you know, this so-called hot labor summer you know, SAG-AFTRA and the Writers Guild and all these other folks who have been taking to the streets, hotel workers and hospital workers as well. I mean, what we don't hear is how tough it is to actually get a collective bargaining agreement, even if you do have a union. Why is it so difficult sometimes to even get the two sides to the table?
I almost see it as tiers. So when you have like the, you know, the entertainment industry and the auto industry that have had unions and have a collective bargaining process, like what we really saw there is that they came into the table with higher demands and much bigger ones. And so there's a boldness that was happening in those unions. And then I think it trickles down. So you see like, oh, wow, look at the major wins that these unions who have been around were able to do this time around. Yeah. So when you see new efforts in industries that don't already have that history, there's obviously an incentive to stop it in order to keep the balance of the workers and employers the way it is. So if you read Starbucks materials, there's a lot of like, hey, it's really better if we negotiate directly with each other. Like, let's make this a manager to employee relationship. And, you know, something like COVID comes around and then workers really see that like the individual to individual doesn't work and you need collective power in order to be able to negotiate bigger terms.
Starbucks has just days to respond to the complaint. What are the next steps in this situation? Where do you see this going? You said it's headed to court.
It will head to court because now they have to see, did they close the shops? Was it retaliation? Was it the cost of doing business? So a lot of things can happen. They can decide to settle some of this before it goes to court. It can go to court. A verdict comes out. Either sides can appeal that process and they can... We'll see over the next year how this is going to unfold.
Sabah Wahid, the director of the UCLA Labor Center, thanks for coming on and explaining it to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.